Message 1 was received at 4:30 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Mickey.
It's Mickey Kaus, political blogger for Slate. Mickey, up late as always. He's come across an interesting scenario for an unexpected outcome for this presidential election with Arizona Senator John McCain ending up as commander-in-chief next week. Here's Mickey's radio blog.
You know, a lot of people are talking about what happens if there's a 269-269 tie in the Electoral College. There's some 33 completely plausible permutations that would produce that. Everybody knows that a tie is broken by the House of Representatives. There are all sorts of wacky scenarios of what might happen. The best of them is in an article by Matt Glassman in the Tech Central Station website. And it winds up with John McCain becoming president, even though he's not on the ballot. Here's how it happens. If it's just a straight vote in the House, Bush wins because Republicans control 30 state delegations. Democrats only have 15 or 16. The rest are deadlocked. So the Democrats have no incentive just to have that happen. What they have an incentive to do is for one of them to defect to a third candidate who's not on the ballot, but this can happen, a third moderate candidate like John McCain, because the Constitution says the House can choose from between three candidates, not two, not four, but three. So if one defects to McCain, he goes before the House. All he has to do is attract five state delegations, about a dozen or so Republicans, to his side, and he can deny Bush a majority of the states and deny Bush election by the House. Then it's a free-for-all with three candidates, and McCain has a good chance of winning because he's the moderate. He gets a lot of Democrats. He gets a lot of Republicans. He might well win on the third or fourth ballot. It's pretty exciting. Too bad it'll never happen. Anyway, I assume that's completely clear. See ya.
Completely clear. Weren't things already complicated enough? Opinion from Slate's Mickey Kaus. He writes the magazine's political blog, Kaus Files, at slate.com.